Today's daf is Samach Beis. We'll start with the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek, the sixth perek, on daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. By way of introduction, we know that if you have a number of batim that open up into a chotzer, and that chotzer is common to all the batim, or if you have a number of chatzeros that open up into a common mavui, then we need an Eruv, or we need Sheet of Mavos. On a Torah level, you're not allowed to be metaltel for Amos Peshusa Rabim, or to take from Peshusa Yoch to Peshusa Rabim, vice versa. And on a Deraisa level, these Chatzeros, since they are surrounded by Mechitzos, have the status of a Peshusa Yoch, so there'd be no problem from a biblical perspective in carrying out to the chotzer. But the Rabbanah made a takana, and since the chotzer is common to many different batim, they were afraid that maybe lest one would confuse the chotzer with the Rishus HaRam and think, well, if we're allowed to carry from our house into the chotzer, we could likewise carry from our house into Rishus HaRam, and this violate a Malacha D'Oraisa. So therefore the Rabbanan came up with the enactment of Erev Chatzeros, and they allowed Tiltil from the bottom into the Chatzeros if an Erev was made. And also they allowed carrying from one Chatzer to another, and carrying from a Chatzer into a Mavui if there was a Sheet of Mavos. So in this perek, we're going to deal with the question of defining diurim that are separate one from the other, such that one resident generates an isra on the other, unless there's an eruv or a shituv that's created. So the Mishnah says, "Hadar ima'ovid kochavim," if the Jew and the non-Jew share a common chatzer, o in Misha Eino Modem Be'eruv, or a Kusi who denies the whole concept of an Eruv. And we're assuming now that the Kusim have the status of Geri Arayis, which means that their Geris was not valid. In Malachim Beis, the Torah describes the motivation of these kusim to convert to Judaism was because they were afraid of arayos, of various ferocious lions that would attack them and eat them. So the geirus was far from sincere, and the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin and elsewhere records machlokes whether the geirus was geiri emes, they have the status of Jews, or shall we assume Geri Arayis, they are not Jews. And the Gemara that we had earlier here in Erevin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis says that the Kusim denied the Takanas Chachamim, they rejected them, like for example the Isur Tiltul in a Chatzer and a Mavui without an Erev, those Takanas Chachamim they rejected. And here in our Mishnah, the din of Misha Eino Moda Be'erev is equivalent to that of a Nochri. Rashi identifies this category as referring to a Kusi, and is the status therefore of a Kusi the same as that of a Nochri, because our Mishnah reflects the sheet of Geri Arayos? Or shall we say that the Kusi has the status of a Nochri even according to the opinion that their Geirus was Geri Emes, that becomes an issue? Tosfos here, the Rimaskal Omar, proves that Rabbi Meir, who's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, holds that Kusim Geri Emes, and nevertheless, he says that a Kusi generates an Easter on the Jewish residents that share the same Chutz, because his din is like that of a Nochri, even though technically he's Jewish, he's a Misha Eino Moda Be'eruv. And the Mishnah says, Oser Olav, he generates an Isra on the Yisrael, such that the Yisrael can no longer be allowed to carry from his house into the Chotzer, or from his Chotzer back into his house, because of, in the first case, the partnership of the Nachri in the Chotzer, or in the second case, the partnership of Mishenim Modavi Eruv in this common Chotzer. And as a result of this Shutvis, the Eruv would not be meaningful in this Chotzer to be Mater Hotzah, and it doesn't even help if the Nachri be Mevatel his own Rishus. What we need is that the Yisrael will rent out the rights of the Nachri to this Chotzer. And it would seem from the Mishnah that this halach would apply even if there's only one single Jew who is living as a neighbor of this one single guy, or this Kusi, and they share the same Chotzer. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer li olam eino oser ad shiyu shnei Yisraelim ha osrim ze al ze. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if there's only one Jew sharing the chutz with one guy, that doesn't generate an isur. We need a minimum of two Jews coming from two different batim that generate an isur one onto the other, such that two Jewish residents that share the same chutz require an erev chatzeres to be matir tiltul. And once there's a need for an erev for this chutz to be matir, then the shutvis of a guy now undermines and torpedoes the ability to set up such an erev chatzeres, unless they rent out his, meaning the guy's, monetary rights to the chutz. Now, again, we've said that the Nachri and the Kusi generate an Isan the Bnei Chotzer Lahotzi to take something from their batim to the Chotzer. An Erev, neither an Erev nor a Bittul Rishus will be meaningful, will be effective in this case, to be Matir Tiltul, until they rent out the space from the Goy. And we saw in the Tanakhama that this law, this Chumra, applies also to a Kusi, and for that matter, a Tzduki. A Tzduki is also someone who has the same status here as a Nachri, even though he's Jewish, but he denies the institution of an Eruv. Right? These were the Talmidim of Tzadok and Baitus that denied Torah Shebal Peh. Amram Gamliel. Rav Galil is the dissenting view who maintains that Stoki does not have the status of a goy, and he can be mevatel as reshus to be matir hotza in the chotzer, and maisa bit Stoki echad shal yadar imo imanu b'mavu b'yushalayim. That Stoki shared a partnership here as a neighbor of ours in the mavu in Yushalayim, v'yomer lanu abba. And father said to us that Maru Votziu Es HaKelim Lamovui, very quickly we should bring out our utensils into the Movi immediately after the onset of Shabbos, and then we'll make a chazaka on the Movi that it's our Movi for the Shabbos. Achlo Yotzi, before Yes, or Aleim, before that Stoki gets his shot at generating an Iser Hotzah by taking out his Kalim into the Chotzer. But we see clearly that this whole discussion is about Bittul Rishus. The Nachri was Mevatel's Rishus to them, and now, as a result, he can, be Matir Tiltul for the other Bnei Chotzer. They can make now their Eruv, but we have to be afraid that maybe the Stoki in this case would be mevatel his bittel rishus. He'll make a chazak on the chotzer and completely nullify his original bittel. And therefore, he instructed them to make a chazaka on the chotzer before the tzedoki will get a chance, an opportunity to bring his kelim out into the chotzer and be mevatel his bittel. And then it will go back to the original state of generating an iser. Now, you could say, theoretically, that this was a case of schirus, that he rented out his rishus, and now they're afraid that he'll be mevatel his schirus by taking out his kelim into the chotzer. But the answer is that if there was a schirus, he cannot be chozer and be zocher to generate an iser on them, because he received money for that. In any event, we see clearly from this whole story that a tzedoki is not like a nachri, and he can be mevatel his rishus to be matir the Jewish neighbors to be metaltil from their batim mi batim lechotz. Rav Yehuda Omer, belashon acher, the father of Rav Gamliel said it in a slightly different language, ma'aruv asu tzarchechem bamovui, ad shelo yotzi v'yesar aleihem. According to Rav Yehuda's version of this story, even if they, the Jewish neighbors, would make a chazak on the Mavi first, when the tzedoki would take out from his chutz into the Mavi, he can be chozer, he can retract and be machzik his rishus, and he can generate an iser on them to be motzi l'sham. And therefore, sutzachem b'mavui means not that you should be able to validate the eruv, but rather it means just you won't be able to use this mavui if the tzedoki goes out and uses this mavui. So whatever you need to do in the mavui, do before the onset of Shabbos. And now we begin Daf Samach Beis, the Sugya Sagemara here. And the Gemara says the following. Again, we had learned in the Mishnah that if a guy lives in the Chatzer, or someone who's not Moda B'Eriv, he generates an Iser on the Bnei HaChatzer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says only if there are two, a minimum of two Yisraelim that are Osrim Zelze. Yosef Abaye Bar Ovin, Rav Chinina Bar Ovin, we're trying to understand the reasoning of the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Meir, and the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who descends. Yosef Abayu Gabayu V'yasvi V'komrei. So Abaye sat in the presence of Rav Chinina Bar Ovin, and they asked Abaye Bar Ovin, Abaye asked Abaye Bar Ovin and Rabbi Chanina Bar Ovin the following question. Bishleim, I understand the opinion of Rabbi Meir that a Nochri generates an Yisrael on a Yisrael, even if there's one Yisrael, Kosovar, Diras, Ove, Kacham, Shma, Dira, that with regard to Erev Chatzeros, the residence of a guy is a valid legal residence. He has Rishus in the Chotzer. And Loshna Chad, Loshna Trey, it matters not whether there's one Jew living in that Chotzer or two Jews. El Rabbi Eliezer, my Kasavar. I Kasavar Dira Sovi Kocham Shma Dira, then Afilu Chad Nami Nitzar. If he agrees fundamentally to Rabbi Meir's position, then even one Jew would be enough. I Loshma Dira, if he holds that Diras Akam is not legally a dira to generate an Isra on the Chatzer, that I feel trade Nami lo nitza, even if there are two Jews living in the Chatzer, it should not generate any Isra. Omalu Abaye, and Abaye responded with Sovar, Rabbi Meir, dira, Soviko, Chomshma, dira. Before he even answers the question, he stops them dead in their tracks, as if to say, the very premise that you mentioned here, that you understand Rabbi Meir, I don't understand Rabbi Meir. You want to tell me that Rabbi Meir is predicated on the assumption that Diras Akum Shma Dira? so that he generates an Isra even on one Jew that shares that chotzer. But Asanya, we have a brice that says chotzer shall overcome areu kidir shall behema. That just like behemos have no zchus in a chotzer, and the chotzer is not considered multiple reshuyos to generate an Isra of taking from the bottom to the chotzer, vice versa, as a result of the fact that there are animals that are in the chotzer, so to the chotzer that is that the residence of which has goyim in it is not considered as if there are many different reshuyos. So how is it that you tell me that according to Rabbi Meir, diras nochri shmei dir, it's clear from this brisa that diras akum lav shmei dir, but rather it's like diras shel behema. Ella, therefore, Abai says, the kule alma, everybody agrees that diras obed kochavim lo shma dira. It's not considered a dira, which means mikra din, the goy, cannot generate an Isra on the Israelim who live and share that same chotzer to be motzi mibatim lechotzer, whether it's one Jew or many Jews. But hacha, here, the Rabbanan found a sort of levush, you know, a sort of a framework in which they could make a gzeira shemi yilmad mimasov, that the Chacham wanted to prevent Jews from living in close proximity with goyim because they might imitate their actions, and kamiflagi. Here we're going to have a machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The gzera was, let's make it uncomfortable for a Jew to share a courtyard in close proximity with a goy, and we're going to establish this new halacha that a goy generates an Isra on the Yisrael. He won't be able to carry on Shabbos from his house out to the chotzer until he gets the goy to agree to rent out his reshus. And this is going to make it uncomfortable for a Jew to buy residence in such close proximity with goyim. And Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov argue as to whether or not the Rabbanon instituted this gzeira, even in the case of one Yisrael who's living in the chutz with a nochri. That's something that's called a milsad lo shchicha. It's not very common. A Jew is afraid to take up residence close proximity to a goy because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that came into Ovi Kachom Choshed HaShvichas Domim, it's going to be very uncommon for a Jew to take up a residence together with a goy in the same chotzer. And if such a thing happens, that one Jew does in fact take up residence with a goy, then it's a milsalo shchicha. But trei the shchichi dayori, it's common for two Jewish families to move into this chotzer with a goy, because they're not afraid that the goy would start up and try to threaten to kill them. Is gazer boho, since that is a milsa shchicha, that two Jewish families or more would take up residence with one goyish family or more, that itself is common, and therefore there are abundance to this gzera that the ownership of the goy in the chotzer should generate an iser of tiltul, and that would again make it uncomfortable and unattractive for Jews to move in to a chotzer and buy property there together with a goy. Chad lo shiach, but a Jew is afraid, generally speaking, to live together alone with a goy, no other Jews around. Lo gozu be'rabbanan, the rabbanan did not institute a gzera such that the ownership of the nochri would generate an iser of tiltul. And this is called Milsalo Shchicha Lo Gozu Be Rabbono. Rabbi Meir Savar Zimnin De Mikrei V'Dairi. It is somewhat common, it's not totally unheard of, that a Jew would take up residence together with a goy, even though there are no other Jews around, and therefore we have to institute this gzeiritz of milsa l'shchicham. Yom Rabbanon, ein eruv moel b'makom oved kochavim. According to Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim enacted a an absolute statement that under no conditions whatsoever can you set up an Erev in a Chatzah where Goyim are living. Until the guy will rent out his rights in the chatzir, and as a matter of fact, the goyim will not agree, as we'll soon see later, to rent out their rights in the chatzir. The Gemara now asks, why is it so that we are so, you know, sure of ourselves that the guy will not agree to, as a general rule, to rent out his rights in the chatzir? My taima, elam, if we're going to say mishum de savar dilma osilach zuki v'shuso, if you're telling me that the guy is afraid that the Jew will make a chazaka as a result of the schiris and then claim that he owns the chatzir as the exclusive owner of the chatzir, so he's going to, the Jew, in the fear of the guy's mind, he's, the Jew's going to use the chatzir as a full-fledged renter, and ultimately he'll establish his rights to the chatzir and exclude the guy, is honey chalamandi over that makes sense if you hold schirus bria be'inon, that the kind of schirus that we're talking about is a full-fledged schirus, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, it's schirus that could actually be converted into a chazaka. The guy has something to be afraid of, but elamandi omar, that's not going to work out with the opinion that schirus re'ua be'inon, that we don't need real schirus that's reliable. And Michael Lemaimer, why would the guy hesitate and be inhibited from being socher, giving out his rights and collecting money of rentals for giving up his rights in the chatzit? To Yitmar, we learned in the base measures, Rav Chizda Omar, Schiris Bria, and Rav Sheshes Omar, Schiris Ru'ua. My Ra'ua, what does it mean, an inferior schirus? My Bria, what's a full-fledged schirus? Elema, if you're going to say Bria, is Bipruta. That they use the minimum amount that the Torah recognizes as Mammon for Jews, namely, a Pruta's worth for the schirus. And schirus Ra'ua means Bipokos Misha Bipruta, Mikol Amandi Omar, Me'ovid Kochavim Bipokos Misha Bipruta, Lo. Although it's true that amongst Jews, amongst themselves in an interaction of mammon, you need a the required minimum shear is always a shava pruta, but with regard to an interaction with a guy, we don't require a pruta. We validate as legally binding even agreement with less than a shava pruta. And I'll prove it to you, Vashalach, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Giori, Mishmei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yodim, Shesokrim, and Ovi Kochom, Afilu, Pachas, Mishava pruta. There's a valid rental agreement that can be generated even by less than a pruta. And the reason for that is because a guy has a locha that pachs mishav pruta is considered mammon. And v'yomar, Rab Chiya bar Abba, Rab Yochanan ben Noach, nerag al pachs mishav pruta. To what extent does the law, as far as ben Noach is concerned, validate even pachs mishav, to the extent that if a guy is guilty of stealing a pachs mishav pruta, that's a capital crime. V'dolinita lishavon, and he cannot fix up his crime by returning the stolen property to the bailin. With regard to Israel, it says in Vayikra Hey, Veishivas Agzela. Sashavas Agzela is going to be what we call a tikkun on the lava lo sigzol. He doesn't get malchus. But in the case of Ben Noach, doesn't say anywhere that there's a mitzvah of Hashivas Agzela, Hashavas Agzela, and therefore he has no takana, and therefore once he violates this Agzela, he's Neragol. But we see clearly from Rab Chiya bar Abba, in the name of Rab Yochanan ben Noach, who is put to death on a theft of Pachas Mishav Pruta, clearly a Pachas Mishav Pruta is considered Mammon, it has the status of Mammon, even though it's less than Shav Pruta for Yisrael, it would not be Mammon, but for a guy it's considered Mammon. Therefore, he cannot identify Schiris Re'ua as Pachos Mishav Pruta Ella, but rather Bria is Be Moharke Vaburgene. Schiris as a T'nai that you enter into with a guy is a case where he purchased, I guess you'd say, or rented from the guy the rights to fill up the chatzer with safsalim, v'kidraos, the different types of seats and chairs. And skius re'ua is below maraki va'burgani. There was no condition stipulated in the rental agreement that would allow the Jew to fill up the chatzer with these kinds of pieces of furniture. So Rav Chisda holds that in order to be mater otzah in the chatzer, based on schirus, it's got to be an all-encompassing schirus that allows the Yisrael to fill up the chatzer with all these pieces of furniture. Rav Sheshes holds that even if a schirus doesn't have this written right, it still is enough to be mater otzah. That's called schirus re'ua. How do we understand why a Nachri would be hesitant and inhibited to agree to a rental agreement of his Rishus if Schiris Ru'ua is sufficient? Then he doesn't lose anything. It's win-win. He'll gain the rental. Why would he hesitate? He will hesitate to rent out his chatzer to a Yisrael because he's afraid that the Yisrael knows how to do witchcraft. And as a result of this kshafim, the life of the guy might be endangered. Therefore, he's not going to be very agreeable to schirus. Gufa, let's go back to the braisa. We said that if you have a chatzer, and there are a number of Jewish families that reside in that chutz, you're not allowed to take from the batim into the chutz, or vice versa, because this is a chutzer that is reshus l'kama b'nei adam. However, chatzero shel oved kochavim, even though the goyim live in batim that open up into a chutzer, and there are a number of goyim that share that chatzer, harehu kedir shel behema. The chatzer is considered like a deer shel behema. Now, in the case of a deer shel behema, a corral of animals, the behemos have no schus in the chatzer, and the chatzer is not considered kamer shuyos to generate some sort of iser of hotzah and achnos from the batim into the chatzer. And the same thing should apply now to a chatzer that has many goyim living in that chatzer. It's not considered multiple reshuyos. So mutalachnis lahotzi min chatzer lebatim min batim lechatzer im yesham Yisrael echad oser. However, if it's not a chatzer that is exclusively dedicated to the non-Jewish residents, but there is a Jewish resident, then the residence of the goyim, or one guy, generates an iser on the Yisrael and other Jews to be motzi and machnis from the batim into the chutz, and from the chutz in the batim, because this guy is now kechatzero shel Yisrael. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov Omer, Li Olameinu Oser Ad Shiyu Shnei Yisraelim Hadorim B'Shnei Batim Osrim Zelze. And now we're going to turn to Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Omar Mar, we saw in the Brayis Chatzer Shel Oved Kochav Areyu Kidir Shel Behema, which means that if there's one Jew, then he generates an Isur. The Nachri himself doesn't generate Iser at all. And we're allowed to be motzi from the house of the guy into the chatzah because his bias is like a deer shel behemah. However, if that chatzah is being shared with a Yisrael, then the Yisrael generates an Iser lahotzi lachnas mi beiso shel Nachri from the house of the guy into the chatzah. And the base hanachri ain't lo rishus. He doesn't have any rishus, the Israel, in the base of shal nachri. Ubechatzer yeshlo.
is Harein Rishushos Chalukos V'yein Lohotz Mikan Lekan. So if the Jew lives in the Chatzah, shares the Chatzah with the guy, that creates an Isur of Hotzach Nasa from the Bais of the Chatzah. I'm talking the Bais of the Nachri, because the Jew has rights to use that chatzer. And not only the Jew, but the guy as well, and therefore it's a case of Rishuyos Chalukos. Now it would seem to indicate here, if we read this brisa carefully, that from the house of the Jew, it's mutter lahachnas lo tzi lachatzer, because the Rishus of the Nochri is not considered a Rishus Chashuva to generate an Isar on Israel. It's equated with a Dir Shel Behema. Vanantran, our Mishnah states that Adorim Ovikachov Chatzer Reza Oser Olav, that it generates the fact that there's a Jew living in the Chatzer with this guy, then the ownership of the guy in the Chatzer generates an Isra on the Israel who lives together with him in the Chatzer. Lo Tzi Lachtas Vibeso Shelo Lachatzer. Whereas the Brisa seems to indicate that if there's one Jew living in that chotzer, you're allowed to carry from the beso, from the house of the Nachri, which has the status of Dira Shel Behema. Just let me correct the last sentence, if you don't mind. What we're saying is that it would seem that mi beso shel Yisrael would be mutal ahachnas lo tzil chotzer. In other words, the Rishus of the Nochri is not enough to generate an Iser Hotzah. So the guy who lives together with the Yisrael in neighborly relations that share the same chotzer, he generates an Iser on the Yisrael to carry out from the Beis Hoshel Nochri into the chotzer, because the Jew has no rights to the chatzah of the guy, but as far as the ability, the heter for the Israel to carry out in the chatzah, it would seem that that's okay. And our brisa says that once there's a guy, he generates an Isra on this chatzah, and the Israel is not allowed to take, if the Israel lives in that same chatzah, he's not allowed to be motzi machnas mi beis al chatzah. Lo kasha. Ha di isei ha de lesei. When our Mishnah says that a guy generates an Isra lahachnas lahotzi mi beisu shal Yisrael lachotzi, that's a case where the guy is there for Shabbos. He's around for Shabbos. He's in his house. The Brisa is addressing a case where the Nachri checked out. He left for Shabbos. He went to a faraway hotel. And in such a case, the Nachri does not generate an Isra on the beisu shal Yisrael. The Israel is still asur from the Beis Hoshel Nachri because he has no reshus in the Beis Hoshel Nachri. So the Gemara tries to clarify, Umay Kasavar, what does Rabbi Meir hold? Rabbi Meir is the one who says that a Nachri does not generate an Iser on the Beis Hoshel Yisrael if the Nachri is not a home for Shabbos. I don't get it. Ikasavar Dira below Bailam Shmo Dira. If he would hold that even in the absence of the guy for Shabbos, he's not there for Shabbos, nevertheless, he's still considered Darsham. He has Rishus in the Chatzah. He doesn't give up his legal rights to the Chatzah. He's Afilu Ovikachob Nami Nitzar. The ownership of the guy in the Chatzah should generate an Iser on the Israel to be Motzi Mi Beso to the Chatzah, even if the guy is not around for Shabbos. But Ika Savadira below Bailim Loshma Dira. If, on the other hand, which is much more attractive of a position to assume, that Rabbi Meir holds that if the Baal Adira, who would generate an Isra, in this case the Goy, is not around for Shabbos, then we should apply that consistently, Zafil Yisrael Nami Lo Nitzar. If a Jew is away from his home for Shabbos, he should not generate an Isra on the other members of the Chatzer in the absence of an Eruv, or his participation in the Erev, to be motzi from their homes into the Chatzer. And that's not the din. The din actually is that if a Jew lives in a Chatzer, he generates an Isra on the other Jews in the Chatzer, even if he's not there for Shabbos. Li olam kasav. The Gemara answers that dira below bailim lo shma dira. So if someone is not around for Shabbos, it should not generate an iser on the bnei hachotzer, whether or not it's a nachri who owns the one part of the chotzer and he left for Shabbos or Yisrael. However, the Yisrael dechi isa isay asar ki lesa gozu ve'rabonon. In the case of Israel, since had he been there for Shabbos, he would generate an Isur Mikra Adin. It's not some sort of Xera that we're trying to separate, you know, people from one another. So Diras Yisrael Shmei Dira is therefore, even if he's not around, the Rabbanim made Xera, and they said it's Asur Agav, because you might confuse it with the case where he is around. But Ovikol Chavim Dechiisa, even if he is around, Mikra Adin, he doesn't generate an Isur on the Bnei Achotze, because Diras Akum Lav Shmei Dir, it's like Diras Behema, but rather it's only Gzeira Shema Yilmad Bimaseim. We're trying to make it unattractive for Jews to take up residence in a common chotze with a goy. His key is also when the goy is around for Shabbos, then he generates an Yisrael Tsa Mi Bayis HaYisrael Achotze, and that's the Gzeira. But Ki Lesa Lo Osar, we're not going to make another additional Gzeira and say, well, even if he's not around, we should be afraid of confusing him with the case that he's around, when even if he's around, it's only also Mishum Gzeira. Now the Gemara tries to clarify this din, that if the Nochri is not around for Shabbos, he doesn't generate an Isur for that Shabbos. V'chi leso lo osar, is that really true? That if the guy is not there for Shabbos, he went on a long, cruise, you mean, he doesn't generate Isur in the Chotzer. As far Tanam, we have a Mishnah later on Daf Pei Vav. Hameniach has base of a holoch lo lishbol spira achera, sechad nochri achad Yisrael oser. Explicit in the Mishnah is that even a guy, if he goes away for Shabbos, despite the fact that he's not around for Shabbos, he nevertheless generates an Isur. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara answers, hosam di osi biome. There the guy will come back, or we might come back during the day of Shabbos. In other words, he's within proximity. He's got a train that will take him back on Shabbos, and therefore we anticipate his return on Shabbos. Even though, as long as he's not there, Mikra Din, it shouldn't generate any Sorotza, but as we said before, the Rabbanim made Xera to Aser it, because maybe the Goy will return on Shabbos. The people will continue carrying from their homes into the chutz. So they're not going to realize and be aware of the fact that he returned, and therefore they're not allowed to carry into their chutz.
Just before we go on, a quick summary. Point number one is that if you have many Jews living in one chutz and they generate an Iser Zel Zeh, that means that no one's allowed to carry from their batim into the chotzer without an eruv. Then we said that dira below bailim is ein shma dira. So that means that a Yisrael who's away for Shabbos, mikra din, doesn't generate an Yisrael achirim to carry out into the chotzer because he's not there, but they made a gzera in any event. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Later on in Masechta Erevin, we'll see a machlokas about this, but this is Rabbi Meir's view. Point number three is that nochrim who share a chotzer, but it's only nochrim in the chotzer, they don't generate an isur on the Yisrael who come there to take from the batim into the chotzer, because diras nochri ein shma dira. Point number four, when there are two Jews living together in that chotzer with goyim, is then, according to Rabbi Meir, you don't even need two Jews. One Jew is enough, and the Chachamim had a gzera, and therefore the Nochri will generate an Isra on the Yisraelim to carry out from the batim into the chotzer. Point number five is if the Nochri is not there for Shabbos, if we assume that he went far away for Shabbos, away from his dira, he cannot come back, then there's no Yisrael Tzav from the batim into the chotzer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, that if there's only one Jewish family sharing the chutz with a guy, the guy does not generate any Isur, unless we have a minimum of two Jews living in that chatzer. And halacha psuka, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now what that means is that we can publicize this halacha. Rav Huna Omar minog ki Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In other words, we don't have a halacha that formally accepts a ruling that accepts Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but the minog is such. We're not going to publicize this. But, you know, if somebody asks us what to do, we'll tell them this is the minhag. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, we won't even tell him that, because Nagu Ha'am, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we're not going to darshan it publicly, we're not going to even teach it, because it was never a final, concrete, formal, psak halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Again, we're not going to make a protest if somebody wants to be noeg like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and he wants to be mekel in otzon achnos and mibayis lechutz in a case where there's only one Jew sharing the chutz with a guy. But we certainly won't recommend that psak. Amalei Abayi l'Rav Yosef Kaimalon. We have a rule that the Gemara establishes in Masechta Yevamos that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav V'Noki. Kav V'Noki means that it's Mu'otim K'Kav. Kav is a Midah K'tana. But it's Noki. It's like Solas Nekia. You know, don't judge by quantity, judge by quality. Halacha K'mosa B'chol Mokom. And therefore, for sure, the halacha is like him in our Mishnah. And one Nachri with one Yisrael does not generate an Isur tilt of a chatzer. You need a minimum of two Yisraelim. And so too, Omar, Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Halachik, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Ma'olo Ruye, B'makom Rabo. In other words, we have a halacha that a Talmud is not allowed to give a ruling if his Rebbe is somewhere available, unless it's what's called a halacha psuka. In other words, he's not answering a question, he's just passing on information. So should we say that since the halacha is a halacha pshuta, it's not something that you have to analyze and come up with svara, therefore the Talmud would be allowed to give this horah, even if his Rebbe is somewhere in the greater area? Or shall we say that even this halacha, Talmud should not be mora halacha b'fnei rabba, it's a chutzpah on his part. Omalei, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, in response to Abaye's query, afilu bi'osa b'kutcha, even a simple question like whether or not a beitza is considered fleishiks or milchiks, are you allowed to dip an egg into kutach, which is a dip that's made of milk, is boil mine, merav chizda kol shani, Rav Huna Velo Ori. All the years that Rav Chizda was, let's just get the right. The question was asked to Rav Chizda all the days of Rav Huna, his Rebbe, and they, in a sense, challenged Rav Chizda to see if he would be more Olacha B'Mokum Rabba B'Mokum Rav Huna's Rebbe. So they would ask him during these years if he's allowed, if one is permitted to mix an egg with this milchik concoction called a kutach velori, and he always refused to give a ruling on such a simple thing because moro halacha b'fnei rabo. And even though it's halacha pshutas, how much more so in this case that we pass like halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this is not halacha pshuta, like an egg that's parva, and a Talmud should not be more of a mokum rabba. Omalei Rav Yaakov bar Abba Labai, kigon Megillas Tainis. What about the days that are enumerated in Megillas Tainis as days that are celebrations and great things happen to Klal Yisrael, Yeshuos, Venitzchonos, and therefore they're also Tainis. Diksivu Mancha, even though it's written. It's almost like a Shulchan Aruch. I mean, Gil's Tainus is accessible. Everybody could see it. Everybody could know it. Would that also, nevertheless, be included, asks Rav Yaakov, in this Iser of Talmud, Mora HaRab, Fnei Rav Ma'ula, Rav Yasvi, Derabbe, Amole? So Abai responds to Rav Yaakov's question. He says, Hochi Omer Rav Yosef, Afil Biasa Bekutcha, Boy Mine, Mirav Chizikol Shani, Rav Huna, Velo Ori. So you see clearly that the prohibition of Mora HaLocha, Fnei Rav, is so all-encompassing that it includes even halacha pshuta. And how much more so if a Talmud wants to be Mora Hora on Megillas Tainus and his Rebbe is somewhere accessible, available, certainly that's prohibited. And then the Gemara says, Rav Chisda Ore Bekafri Bishnei Derav Huna, in a city called Kafri, which was not the Makom of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was located in Pumpedisa, and therefore Rav Chisda, even though his Rebbe was alive, he was Moro Ra in Kafri because it wasn't the Makom of Rav Huna. And then we turn to Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Hamnuna Ore Becharta the Argaz Bishnei Rav Chisda. And Rav Hamnuna, who was a Talmud of Rav Chisda, nevertheless, he was Moro Ra in the city of Charta, during the lifetime of Rav Chisda's Rebbe, because Rav Chisda was in a far off city. This is where we're going to stop here on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph.